Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. It's 7:30. You look fabulous.
Do I? You think so?
Yeah, you know, okay, so it's a little different than the hat. I've seen you in that hat before.
Calls for a beer.
So, it's a good old morning brewski. Got a brewski in the AM. He really is drinking a beer, everybody. It's insane. Attaboy.
Good.
Attaboy. That's a good beer. Good cold, frosty beer. Okay, I'm my mind's going like a million different directions. One, the hat looks great.
Thanks,
you look
man.
Good. You can pull it off. I wear that kind of hat forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as frumpy as I thought what we were talking about.
See, I go Danzel with it, man. Straight backwards.
Yeah, backwards.
Yeah.
God, what we're talking about, what are these hats called? Derby hats?
Newsboy hats, I think. Or newsboy hats are the looser fitting ones.
Yeah.
What's that called? I know. Douchebag hat. That's it. Got right. You good.
Got the chin strap to go with it.
Right. Now, okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing I was going to say, I was talking to someone about this. My buddy Isaac, when I was out camping. Mm-hmm. If you got a hangover, I'm telling you, I don't care what you got to do later on in the day, chug a beer, 5 ibuprofen.
Boom,
gone. Gone.
I've done the ibuprofen trick. No. I haven't done it with beer, though.
Chase it with the beer. If you got a hangover, man, your body just instantly... I'm not saying it's a cure-all, but if you are feeling like death in the morning, put a little booze back in that system.
Yeah.
That's why they have Bloody Marys. That's why they have...
You like Bloody Marys?
No, I don't. I am more of a... If I'm doing a brunch, if I'm having a nice Sunday brunch,
right.
I will do a screwdriver.
So, that's good. I like screwdriver.
I love screwdriver.
I don't get the Bloody Mary thing.
It's a meal, for God's sake.
It really is. It's a meal in a glass.
I don't understand it. Tomato juice. You know what it was? It was some like weird like German or Irishman
right.
Or Russian, because it's vodka. It's some Russian who had nothing else in their cupboard except tomatoes.
What juice is good for?
Nothing.
Dipping your grilled cheese in. That's it.
That's it. Right. Warmed up and dipping your grilled cheese in. I thought you were going to say throwing in the garbage.
That
but you
too.
Know,
right.
Anyway, we are going to talk about TV shows and the ones we want to live in. I'm excited for this. We got some good answers on Facebook as well. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX, the Tandy Morning Show. We need to make a character called Frenchie, and he's like, "What do you think, Frenchie?"
Hey.
Wee wee. All right, that's a new character on the show, Frenchie.
I like it.
What do you think, Frenchie?
So stupid.
Stupid.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Jeez, Frenchie got a little tickle in his throat. We're going to talk about TV shows. Did you think of this one?
I know. I think I saw it somewhere.
You saw it somewhere. But
it's a random topic. We were trying to find something desperately yesterday, and that's what we came up with.
I want everyone to know we struggle hard every single day to figure out stuff to talk about, to entertain you sons of bitches.
Any suggestions are welcome.
One of these days, we're going to talk about which blue is the bluest. It's going to be
a
great
suggestion
day.
Box.
Oh, my God. We should put one up front.
That's a great idea.
People come in, just leave your suggestions for us.
Yeah.
I guess you could send an email. It is the 21st century. Anyway, TV shows that you, if you had to live in a TV show for a month, mm-hmm. 30 days, 31 days, depending on the month. For a month, you have to live in this TV show. What TV show and why? What did you think?
I'm trying to think, man. I was thinking of maybe some game show because you could possibly win a lot of money if you do it 30 days in a row.
30 days in a row, but I guess now we got to look really deep into this scenario, mm-hmm. this completely plausible scenario.
Right.
Is do you get to keep all the stuff, or are you going to remember the experience, or are you just in there? You know?
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Go on The Price is Right. Yeah. By the end, you'd be...
30 cars.
Yeah, playing Plinko like 5 times.
Or if you think he wants to be a millionaire, you could be $30 million, $31 million.
Yeah. Come on now. You and I will never get past the third round.
Right. We'd
use
like
all your lifelines on the first round. Good God. I was thinking about this, and I told a couple of people, like, dude, you die. Game of Thrones, I think that'd be pretty cool.
It would be.
Game of Thrones.
Because I haven't seen it, but.
It'd be cool to, like, carry around a sword.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the White Walkers and dragons. There's a lot of banging in that show, though.
Yeah. See, I think they show all the good stuff. I mean, they show a lot of killings, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of killings. For every banging scene, there's like 100 killing scenes.
But living back then, I think it would suck, wouldn't it?
It's got to be dirty.
It's dirty.
That's true, but everyone on the show seems pretty dirty.
I feel like if you get one infection, you're gone.
Yeah, dead. Gone. Dead, bro. This spider bite that I got, dead. Yeah. I'd be toast. My foot would be off, rotted. They'd lop it off. That's it. I'd be useless. We're going to read some. We got some really good answers on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over those. But let us know. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you could live in a TV show for a month, what TV show and why? Let us know on this riveting topic for this morning. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you doing?
I feel fantastic.
Yeah, I feel fantastic? You showed me that picture of your buddy, the fish he caught.
Yeah, off Pawpaw Lake, man.
Damn it.
Looks like a muskie.
Yeah, big old one. Yeah. I'm fly fishing is my next venture.
Mm-hmm. Heard it ain't easy.
I was up way too late last night watching some fly fishing stuff, just the basic things.
On YouTube.
You and I are the same. When we lock onto something, that's all we're obsessed with.
Right.
And being in Montana and watching all these people fly fish, I'm like, God, that's really cool, you know? And I know you can do it around here. You can definitely, you can do it on lakes. I don't know if you can do it, if it would do any good on the big lake. Probably not. But, you know, Pawpaw Lake, you could do it, Round Lake, anything like that.
I got a buddy I'll hook you up with, man. He's a professional.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's very cute. Blue eyes, blonde hair.
Yes. Because, I've been really looking into it. And I love fishing. And it's just another way to challenge myself fishing.
The thing, though. What? Before you start fly fishing, let's catch some fish first.
I caught some fish when we went out.
You're right.
You didn't catch a damn thing.
You know what sucks? I'm a terrible fisherman. I can't catch fish. And when I go out with other people, they don't catch fish either.
You're bad luck.
I'm terrible.
You're bad luck. You just got drunk and stumbled around my boat.
Exactly. I just give up after a while. I'm like, dude, I suck.
See, where you can make up for it is if you're casting all the time, it can get just really frustrating. Yeah. What you do is you throw a worm on a hook with a bobber, let the thing sit. Eventually, the thing will get bit. That's what you do. That's not bad. And then you sit there and drink beer.
See, my problem is when I do that, though, all the sunfish nibble on the worm.
And
then it's gone. Then I got to reel it in, rehook it.
Yeah,
It's just frustrating, Brock.
I hate it.
It's frustrating.
Hey, all right, tell you what. You just man the front anchor. I'll do all the fishing for
us. That's fine.
And you drink. We'll make it work. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We are talking about TV shows that we would like to be in for a month. If you had to pick one, what would it be?
I found out what mine is.
What is it?
It'd be Top Gear.
Oh, good call.
That's a bad.
You get to go
drive cars.
Drive cars. That's a really good one. You know what? That's out of all the topics we've done, that's your best answer yet.
Well, thank you.
It took almost a year.
It would be sick though, wouldn't it? It's a great show.
Well, they get to do all this fun like traveling stuff.
Yeah.
They do all these fun excursions. American U.S. Top Gear or British Top Gear?
You'd almost have to go with the British one.
Because that one's the OG one. Oh, but, like, the American one, they did this really cool one, like best 4x4s, and they went out with, like, $1,000 and bought it, and they just drove them till they died. Yeah. Like, it was awesome, man. We got some great comments here on Facebook. We're going to read these in just a little bit. Stick around. TV shows you want to live in for a month. Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah.
7:59. I'm talking about TV shows.
Yeah.
We would like to live in.
I win.
You win.
There's a winner to this topic.
Yes, that'd be good.
Top
be good.
Gear, I'm telling you.
That would be really good. We got a lot of great comments on Facebook. BC Humphreyville said, cheers, just sit around a bar and drink for a month. Right. Good call. And everybody knows your name.
Exactly.
And walk in, BC, what's up, man?
Sitting at the bar.
We've had a couple people say That 70s Show.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
It's a great show.
You just get the good old days of the 70s. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't alive for it, but everyone talks so fondly of them. Great music, hot women and bell bottoms. You got Hot Donna, you got Jackie. Oh, man.
They didn't really wear bras back then.
No,
did they?
Hell no, they didn't, man.
Yeah.
Free the boob. Love it. I like Brandon Garib. He had a good one. Married with Children, because Kelly is hot.
Oh, yeah. Christina Applegate.
But it gets better. And the new Big Bang Theory, because Penny is hot. We know what Brandon's aiming for.
Right.
But I agree. Anna, I thought this one was funny. Anna said Matlock.
Matlock?
She wants to solve some mysteries with Andy Griffith, right? That was Matlock, right? Yeah.
It was a great show, but really, that's the first thing you thought of.
That's what you think.
What about Walker?
Walker, Texas Ranger.
He could be a sidekick.
Because the eyes of a ranger are upon you. And my eyes, too. That's what it'd be. Just me popping up, screwing everything up.
All right.
Chuck Norris punching me every episode.
You have to learn the roundhouse, though.
Michael Collins said Seinfeld, because Seinfeld, good call. That would
great
be
show.
A show about nothing.
Great show.
And Elaine was hot back then.
She's very hot.
She was hot.
She still is.
She is. She's gotten hotter.
Yeah.
She's gotten hotter. Kevin said two broke girls, food, weed, and hot women. And, you know, that's a pretty good roundup.
Not bad.
There's some good ones. Charles E. Jones said 24 because it would be the longest 30 days of killing and terrorists. Of killing terrorists sounds like fun.
Jeez, man.
Getting it. All just right. Killing terrorists every day. There's some really good ones. Nicely job all the way around. Mm-hmm. We'll end with probably one of the best answers ever. Ryan Mortensen said Baywatch. Duh.
Duh.
I'll be ready. I know all these theme songs.
The whole show's got to be in slow motion.
It's slow motion. Yeah. Pam Anderson just, God, man, ruined some towels watching that show.
Ruined? That and then what, barbed wire came out?
Barbed wire, yeah. That was during her peak.
Yeah,
Baywatch. Just, it was every boy's dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would pick Baywatch.
God,
end of story.
Hasselhoff, killing it.
Hey, well, see, that's the problem. Then Hasselhoff's your biggest competition in that show.
Yeah.
He had that big, broad, hairy chest, just golden tan. Hell, I'd sleep with Hasselhoff, too, man. Rock 10.